As we heard earlier, the federal government's backed down on an earlier commitment to raise the retirement age to 70 by 2035. The recommendation for a higher pension age first came from the Commission of Audit, set up by Tony Abbott's government in 2013. Businessman Tony Shepherd chaired that commission. His original recommendation was to introduce that new threshold at a much later date, in 2053. The former Business Council president still thinks the age pension is unsustainable, and he's suggesting the controversial measure of including the family home in the age pension assets test. Mr. Shepherd speaking here with the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
In the National Commission of Audit, we actually didn't predict going to 70 until about 2053. We recognised that the age pension was eating the budget, so it is a serious concern, but we also recognised that older Australians who were due to retire need a long time to plan for that retirement.
So just to be clear, despite the tough measures you recommended in the Commission of Audit, you now support Scott Morrison's reversal of that higher retirement age?
Yeah, I think so. I think a move to 70 by that date would have been a little bit too early. I think that would have been just a bit too tight.
So if you're a tradie in a labour-intensive job, the prospect of retiring at the age of 70 would be alarming for some.
Oh, look, I think it's always been a problem for tradies, like hard jobs like plumbing and building and those sorts of jobs. You know, by 45, 50, it's getting pretty damn hard.
But ultimately, is the aged pension sustainable in terms of future generations having to pay for it?
Well, look, if it's growing at 7% per year, we then either have to increase taxes or divert resources away from other parts of the budget. Simple as that.
But the bill still has to be paid somewhere by someone, and that'll probably be future generations.
It will be. Look, I would rather look at things like how is it indexed, the means test, those sorts of things, rather than the age of retirement. And of course, there's no reason why anybody needs to retire at 65. I mean, it's not mandatory, or 67. It's not mandatory. I mean, if you want to keep working, you're definitely going to make more money than you make out of the age pension.
When you look at other options, is it feasible to possibly include the family home in the means test for eligibility?
We recommended that. You'd probably set a value of the house. You might make it, you know, $750,000 or $1 million, but anything over that would be included in the means test for eligibility. I can never see why somebody living in a $5 million house should be able to get the full age pension. That doesn't seem logical to me.
Is that the most practical proposal, including the family home in a means test, a way of paying for the pension?
I think so. It's just a question of equity. What's fair? What is fair? You know, I mean, if somebody's got a $3 million asset, should they be fully supported by the state? Or should those hardworking people be required to support them? I just think it's a question of equity.
But ultimately, do Australians realise that the age pension does come at a cost and that future generations will have to ultimately pay that bill?
Yes, we have a very generous age pension system. We have a very generous healthcare system, and they come at a cost. And with an ageing population, you know, these are going to put great stresses on it, and it gets to a stage where it just doesn't work.
The former Treasurer Joe Hockey is remembered for saying that the age of entitlement is over. Is he still right?
Yeah, oh, look, I think he is. The age of enlightenment has been replaced by the age of entitlement. So, you know, I think we still need to have those discussions.
Businessman Tony Shepherd speaking there with Peter Ryan.